John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator for Boone County. Good to have you in the house.
Well, good to be here. Thank you. Yeah. And it gets me out of the mud.
It gets you out of the mud. And, hey, much better than a week ago when we were doing the ice.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That was a challenge or two there. In the meantime, yeah, I'm guessing pretty muddy down there. What is, tell me, what does an inch and seven-tenths of rain do for our landfill?
Just imagine a whole bunch of clay and mud and goo all mixed around and not the best drainage area for it to go anywhere. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, it's rough. You know, we will get calls at the landfill to be like, so how bad is it? Well, I would wait. You know, I'd like to know if I could make it down there. Well, I would like to say that you could, but I guess when in doubt, don't bring it out would be the...
Just hold off as long as you can.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And, you know, people are still doing things, too. Well, obviously, our haulers and stuff.
Right.
I'm guessing you probably have had to pull it one or two around.
Yeah,
a couple, a little bit.
Yeah. And we'll put rock down and we'll reuse some concrete, you know, that we'll take for riprap and reuse it to try to get a base going again and continue doing that as it just gets absorbed into the goo.
As anybody who drives on a county road, rural road, you know, you got to have the base, you got to have the crown, and you guys don't get a chance really to build anything like that in the landfill.
That's right.
Because it's always getting moved.
It's temporary,
for sure. It's always temporary. Yep. So,
you bet.
Well, one of the challenges we face, and as we get towards springtime, we'll just see how much more comes up, too. But
that's right.
I'll tell you, it's a challenge. Fortunately, it's much easier getting to your recycling drop-off.
It is. Yes,
that's easier to do.
Yeah, it's got a roof over the top and a little concrete pad out front. It's generally pretty accessible.
And you have drainage around there too. Actually,
so. Don't have that luxury. Maybe we could build a dome over the landfill and contain it. Maybe no. That's
I'm thinking
probably
that
not,
might
not
be. Not. Hey, it was bad. It's enough. You're trying to do catch debris that blows away in
that's
the wind.
Right.
And and again, the landfill, one of those places where you get wind.
Oh boy, do we? Yeah. So we're exposed to a lot of the elements. But yeah, the drop-off site certainly is. It's a pretty good facility. We like that. We like the one over in Ogden really well, too. It's made a huge improvement to that process. So kudos to them for developing that. And we get to help out with supplying the trailer to be able to collect the recyclables over there. So certainly enjoy that. We like our drop-off site up here by Co. If you haven't been there, open 24 hours, 24/7. It looks like a couple garbage containers in there, roll-off boxes. Yeah. It looks like garbage, but it's not garbage. It's not a garbage drop-off area. That is just for recyclables.
You can actually bring your chair and sit down there and then listen to the announcements that come over. No, don't throw that in there.
Not diapers, no.
It's surprising you still have to do that, but some people just don't follow the rules.
That's right. And that's unfortunate, you know. You're jeopardizing it for everybody else. So don't abuse that area. Get educated. There's a great big sign right out front before you drop off your stuff. You can verify that all the stuff that you are putting in there is recyclable. So make sure you follow that. The guidelines off the sign. Put only those things in there.
You know, since we do voluntary, all our recycling in Boone County is voluntary, pretty much. Oh, it is all voluntary.
Yes.
Not pretty much. It is all voluntary. But the big challenge, and we've talked about this in the past too, what people think are recyclable, great, you think they're recyclable, but probably not in our case, just because of our market, what we're able to move on towards Mid-American Recycling down in the metro area.
Yep.
We have parameters, and again, that creates issues for you when you're trying to handle all this, because we do single stream. And if you get some of that material in, then that kind of bogs things down.
That's right. Yep. Good point. Voluntary to do this. And we just really encourage to follow the guidelines on the sign. As you say, it's single stream. You throw it all in there. The assumption a lot of times is, well, it has a symbol on there, or it has a number 5 or a 3 or whatever it might be. Even a 2 and a 1, none of that really matters, frankly. If you follow the guidelines on our sign, it's all about the twist tops for plastics. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things out there that have that that infamous recycle sign, that symbol on there. Yes, you can look. I bet you can look around here.
I see a number two right here on this.
And it's good job finding it. As you get older, it's tougher to see.
Yeah, no
so well done. Good job, Jim. To be able to see that number inside there. But you don't need to look for that anymore. It's all about the spin that's in for that plastic container. So the love-hate relationship with that recycle symbol goes on for me anyway, because the assumption is people see the recycle symbol, they sure. automatically think that's recyclable. Well, the information is that, yeah, maybe in some areas it will be, or it's, maybe it's made from recyclable materials in the process, but now it's not recyclable. So still going back to follow that sign, that the big sign at the drop-off area. If you don't have that, take a picture of it sometime. There's information out there on the website. Yep. And the rule with the plastic is spin it in. So it has a twist top, spin the lid on, and then you can throw it in. So spin it in is the catchphrase.
I'm doing that with my water bottle here right now, as a matter of fact, which I've used this water bottle for quite a while.
Good job reusing.
Thank you. Thank you. That's another part of it. Yep. Reuse it until you can't reuse it anymore.
Yes.
And then we'll see if it's recyclable, I guess.
Yep. But, always reduce and reuse, and then we'll recycle.
This is the kind of thing I know you do. You'd take a metal water bottle, don't you? I think you have a metal water bottle.
I usually do, yeah. I don't have it with me today. Yeah, usually it's right
but
in my hand.
I mean, and there are a lot of people that do that. They just get one and just... that's what you keep using.
Yep, and use it over and over and over. And I think it's great what you're doing there too. I mean, I don't personally drink bottled water. It's just not. Mm-hmm. I've taken a hard stand with that. I will go without. But you're using that. You're using it like a reusable water bottle. So I think that's great. And the nice part to doing that over and over and over is when you are done with it, it can be recycled. Mm-hmm. So that's always the catch to the using a plastic water bottle, a reusable water bottle that you can refill over and over and over, is if it doesn't have a twist top lid, then it's not going to be recycled at the end of its life. So I would say that's good. You're reusing that over and over, getting multiple uses out of that, and it can be recycled at the end of its life.
I'm hoping. I hope there's enough left of it.
That's right.
But these are just some of the challenges. I know. So often, we've talked about it in the past too, but people, they mean well. They do mean well, but it's just, I'm throwing this egg carton away. It's a styrofoam one. That's not recyclable. Well, egg cartons. Well, no, that's not. Newsprint. I don't know. Not as many people getting newspapers as they used to, but you still get newsprint out there. And there are uses for that.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, you can reuse it for other things. It can be recycled. When you mentioned the egg cartons, there's, if you look at the containers when you go into a store, I don't know if you ever consider which one you're going to buy based on the container, or is it what's inside that counts or what's on the outside?
I go for what's inside. And they're not inexpensive. So
that's right.
Treat them well, I say.
So you have the styrofoam containers, you have some plastic containers, and then cardboard also. So what do you take into consideration? Are you going to buy the styrofoam ones? The styrofoam, the companies that use the styrofoam egg containers, I've asked them, why do you use styrofoam? And their sales pitch is you can reuse it for other things. And it provides better insulation for the eggs when they're being transported.
Sure.
Okay. There's their pitch.
Their pitch.
Then you get the plastic ones and, can it be recycled? Well, yes, some places, but not in Boone. But unfortunately, that has a number on it, and it might be in a facility where that can be recycled. In those locations?
Maybe.
And then the cardboard ones, and that would be the best option here if you care about recycling. If your eggs don't break, and take care of them, because they are so expensive.
Once they're in there,
yep.
If they break, that's contaminated.
Yep.
Then.
And you could remove the contaminated portion, and then it could still be recycled. So, looking at the end life of the container, is styrofoam no, the plastic ones no in Boone County. The cardboard, yes, provided there's no egg contamination, food contamination going on with that cardboard. So there's the things to take into consideration as far as what can be recycled.
I remember my used ones. They made it as far as my grandson, and they got reused anyway into something. He built something.
Anyway. Excellent.
So that's what he did do. Those are some of the challenges. Anyway, but that, you know, these are the kinds of things that a lot of people, yeah, they mean well. And we've talked about the battery thing before too.
Mm, yes.
Oh, it must, or the paint. No, not latex paint.
That's right. Yep.
And you'll still, you know what? We could be done with this program. You could walk outside and someone's going to come up to you and say, I got this paint I need to recycle. not that.
It's ongoing. And, you know, and actually we have some staff down at Hazardous Waste Training. As we speak, they're at class right now getting their recertification on what can be accepted in our hazardous waste area, which would include paint. And latex paint is not a hazardous material, but it does need to be dried before it can go as garbage. And again, can it be reused for other things? Could you donate it to somebody else? Can it go to the theater in town for props or for staging stuff? Could it be used somewhere, somehow? So not just saying, oh, well, I'm done with it. Who cares? Just throw it out. Well, try to get as much use of it as you can. But the oil-based paint, that is one of those hazardous materials. So that has to be handled through our hazardous waste area. We can certainly do that. And it's a free service that we provide to the county. So we're going to be opening that up.
Next month.
Next month, we'll kick that off on those Saturdays. Yes.
Right here,
there it is. No fool.
April 1st.
And we'll start it off with a Saturday collection event, and then we open it back up by appointment. You can call and say, I got some hazardous waste to get rid of, and make an appointment, and we can make sure that someone's available to take that stuff from you.
This will be a good time here in the month of March, because, and then I know people are always going to say, well, when's the citywide cleanup and stuff like that? Which you do go on the road twice a year with your household hazards. So if the Metro Waste comes up, the hazardous crew, whatever they are. Cleanup crew.
Yeah.
Cleanup crew.
The crew.
But the beginning of June, you'll do one in conjunction with Citywide Cleanup in Boone. And then you do one in October in Madrid, right?
That's right. Yep. The first Saturday of each of those months. So June 3rd, looking at the correct calendar, yes, June 3rd in Boone and October 7th. Typically, that's when it's scheduled with Madrid. I think everything's still in place. No changes with that. We've been doing it that way for a few years. So, you know, the best way to keep that thing going is to use it. We don't want you to go buying stuff just to use a little bit and then dispose of it. But, you know, time to clean out your homes from all those hazardous materials, use those events. I really encourage that. And, you know, if you want to see them continue on, keep the numbers up and make sure we're utilizing it to its fullest.
So starting in April, we're going to have the first Saturday of each month, and it's really just for a few hours that you do.
2 hours.
2 hours.
8:30 to 10:30 on the events at the landfill.
And you'll have somebody there, and people will be able to come in and drop it off. Otherwise, yes, by appointment, I know that's always just call and schedule.
Yep.
Especially if you've been cleaning out. Again, we have people that are moving out of houses, moving in. That's a great time to properly dispose of things.
That's right.
Except latex paint.
And do it the right way. And if you have questions about it, you know, it's give us a call. We can help you out with that, the information, if you're not sure what to do with it, what options might be out there, if we would accept it. I've told people, you know, that if you're cleaning out your house, you know, go ahead and bring that stuff to the hazardous waste event. The collection event, just be prepared if we turn it away. You know, you may get it back if you're unsure if it's latex paint. Usually it says it on there somewhere. You can always check out where it says how to clean up afterwards. If it's warm soapy water, that's a hint that it's latex paint. If it says mineral spirits, then it would be the non-easy way to handle it, the hazardous waste material. So, you know, if you're packing up a bunch of stuff and doing a big clean out and you want to bring it all out to the hazardous waste event, just be prepared that you may get some of it back. You
might have to carry it back home.
Yeah.
But when that happens, you also say, here's the best way for you to get
right
rid of it.
Yep. And we can help you out. And, you know, we want to take as much as we can through that. That's a benefit to us, too, so that we're not disposing of it improperly. If you're not dumping it into the ground somewhere, which please don't pour it down your drains. Don't just throw it out haphazardly,
I guess. There are reasons. You know? I mean, there are certain things, yes.
Yeah, and we don't want it in our landfill either. Yeah. So we want to protect that as well. So, you know, we will take as much as we can during those events, and because it's in our best interest too.
Well, those are some of the things that are going on. I did want to ask, because having just had them come by and pick up, the business, the white paper, cardboard, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Please, if you have a business, if you have if you need them to come by, call and find out about our recycling effort going on.
That's right. Yeah, for the business route. Doing that for a number of years.
We didn't do it last Wednesday, by the way.
No?
Because of the ice. Made it a little slippery on that truck.
And we do our best. The guys get out as much as they can to accommodate everybody. But when weather conditions say, no, we're not going to risk their health and safety. So
that is still one of the big things that really you get. Some you get really good participation, some not so much. I mean, we have less and less paper that we use, but...
Good.
I mean, it is, but it still, it's an easy way to get, because that is marketable for you guys.
Yep, that's right. It helps, and we're trying to help, you know, the businesses to do the responsible thing with their stuff, with their materials. So not just to say, oh, throw it all away because we're wasting our space in our landfill. We can divert it away and send it to our recycling facility. So it's a benefit to us to keep it out of our landfill and not waste that space. It's a service we provide at no charge. You do need to work with us a little bit on that. We're not going to go around to your through your offices and collect it. We want a point where we can get in, get out, get it, throw it in the truck, move on, because we do this free, and we can't waste any more time doing that. So there's a little disclaimer. If you haven't done the recycling through your business yet and you're interested in it, please call us. The expectation will be that you work with us, and we're not going to come every day and just to check and pop in on you. We will schedule something, and we will get it set up once a week, if it is a high volume business, we could do once a day, but it might be every other week, once a month, kind of whenever when you have your stuff.
With some of the schools, and they have pretty good programs, they get some of the younger classes, will go around and collect it all. And then get it all set out for you.
And bring it right to the door area. And it's all staged. We can throw those bags in, give you some fresh bags, and away we go. And it's pretty good. And even better would be, you know, they can bring it out to the truck.
I've helped with the cardboard on occasion.
Thank you.
Mostly I'm busy when they come by.
Yeah, that's right.
And fortunately, yes, if we had a lot of cardboard, actually we had some equipment, so we had a bunch of cardboard in the back. And rather than to haul it all up, we were able to open the door, and they kind of drove by. And they slowed. No, we did. They worked with us.
Good.
But that's, and again, it's just one of those, on this instance, we had a bunch that we could get rid of.
And if you have something like that, too, you can load it up. You could bring it right out to our transfer station when we're open, like regular landfill hours. You can drive in there. And that's an easier way to, instead of going uptown to the drop-off area, to throw it into those dumpsters. This would be easier if you had a whole truckload. You could just dump it right on the floor of our recycling transfer station, and then off you go. So it's pretty slick and easy. Some businesses have taken advantage of that too. So that's another option.
Call and ask.
That's right.
Because we'll work with you.
You bet. Well, I had that conversation the other day, and it was someone, we've missed you the last few times. You know, now we have a whole bunch of stuff. And then it was like, okay, yeah, we'll try to get back out. And they're like, could we just bring it out? And it's like, absolutely, you can bring it out. That'd be great. And, you know, it's easier for them on their end to not have to arrange it, just load up, get it out of there, be done with it. Mm-hmm. So it worked out really well.
We just keep working out.
That's right.
You know, if it was easy.
Everyone would do it.
Well, and we'd do it all properly, but for what we need. Yeah. So how often do your markets change? I mean, for Mid-America, obviously, volumes, do they pass along information saying, you know, we're taking this now, we're taking that? I'm guessing probably not very much. We haven't seen much change in some of those recycling markets.
And some of the markets will fluctuate on what they're paying, but they don't buy from us. You know, we actually pay in to dispose it or to pass it along to them, not dispose, to move it along to them so that they can play with the markets and try to get that material recycled. So if we ask about costs and stuff like that, they'll give us that information. But otherwise, they're not saying, you know, this and that. And they don't change a whole lot on what they're able to accept. It's been that way since we started our single stream operation. What was that, 2017?
Probably. It's been...
I got to look up. A few years now. Anyway.
It's been several years.
It's been established.
5-6 years. At least that long.
Yep. And it's staying pretty much the same as far as what materials we're putting in there. They did visit us the other couple weeks ago, I think it was a week or so. They got bought out by Shupan Company, which is a larger recycling corporation. So, it's the same operation. Nothing really changed except for the name and the logos and stuff. But one of their reps came with the Mid-America rep, the old Mid-America rep, former, and they visited and saw, and they were very impressed seeing our materials that we're putting in our transfer station and sending in the semi to them. They're like, wow, that's good stuff. That's clean. Mm-hmm. They were very impressed with our operation. Good job, Boone. Good job, Boone County and service area, getting the right things in there. We have to pick out some of the stuff, but it is less. We do a really good job. We can always work on more. The frustrations are the ones that just pile in bags of food and, you know, the stuff that's really nasty. But overall, when it's that whole negative positive thing that, you know, go back.
You get a couple of people negative, that just kind of make it a challenge.
Yeah. So. And those are the ones that you need, what is it, 10 or 20, something like that, positive things to offset the one negative. Mm-hmm. And you got to step back and realize that, okay, one person screwed this up, but we can fix it. There's a lot of good stuff going on in our county.
A lot of good people are doing it.
Passionate people.
And if people want to find out more about recycling, I know you love to tell the story.
You bet.
Yeah, just literally. I mean, you guys do programs and things like that. And we're getting towards springtime, a litter cleanup. Don't recycle it. Throw that. Again, that's stuff you can clean up and dispose of in your regular garbage.
That's right. Yeah, get out if you're on a walk, you know, pick up that litter and help clean up the town, the city, the roads, the country, anywhere that you're picking up those things. But generally, that stuff's pretty nasty unless it's a fresh stuff, but usually dirty, whatever, contaminated, I guess. So it's really tough to recycle those. But springtime, we're now, the snow's melted and it's exposed all that stuff in our ditches and surrounding area.
So this has got to be a bit of a challenge for you, okay? The bane of your existence are plastic bags, really. Yeah, that's what people use to pick up stuff. So where do we draw the line?
Yeah. It's catch 22, I guess, on that one. That it gets a good and a bad. And I, you know, I'll use a plastic bag to pick up litter.
Sure.
And you're putting it to use. And that's really the thing. It's those ones that are like, I have like 563 plastic bags crammed into this other bag, and I'm going to just throw it all away. Those are the ones that's unnecessary.
Take it to the grocery store.
Recycle it. Yes. Take it back to where it came from. Think about how many you need to really accumulate and maybe find other options to not have so many in your life, but use it. You know, if you do get those, recycle them. If you have that one bag that's there, fill it with something. Fill it with garbage. Put it to use, because that would help us to not have to go chase it across the road and into the neighbor's fields, because the bags fly away in the wind.
And
so
do they fly?
Weight them down. Oh boy, it's amazing the height that they get.
Yeah, and we do have, and we've touched on this before too. There is Iowa Falls. There's somebody who actually makes use of that material. So grocery stores, they've got them. The big bins inside, just stuff them in there because they'll get them out of there.
That's right. And it's being recycled. They're going to take those bags and melt them down, turn them into benches and whatever else, and do something good with them, which, you know, good job. At least it's keeping it out of our landfill and putting it to good use. Again, go back to think about how many you need, and let's reduce that number of stuff before we recycle it.
Well, we do have, again, that's going to be one of the things people are going to be getting out there and obviously just picking up debris and material like that, the litter. That's always, it makes it cleaner.
Yep.
You do through your Keep Boone County Beautiful, have Adopt a Road, county roads, not the state roads.
That's
done
right.
Differently.
Yep.
But county roads, we do have designated locations. You've got a number of people that are. The one that always comes to mind is, of course, Seven Oaks at the boat ramps.
Yeah,
they make it a point to do the boat ramps,
and they're there anyway, so it seems like a logical thing. They've been cleaning it up, so, and they've actually adopted that hill going down, going up the big ski hill,
Okay. Professionally
known as. So they've adopted that and they've cleaned that. So if you have a particular area, a road that's special to you that you want to make sure it's maintained and taken care of, then we have an Adopt a Road program. Basically, you're committing your time to cleaning it twice a year. We commit to giving you the bags, the vests to borrow, the grabbers to pick up stuff to save your back a little bit. And then we'll even come pick up the stuff. And you don't have to pay for disposal or any of that. So you get out and do some of the labor of love, I guess, to give back. And we will do our part to help you out with that as well.
We do some that are a little more aggressive at it, do it multiple times, might do once a month or something like that. And there are others that do it just twice a year. But if you have questions or an area, it doesn't need to be multiple miles. It could be just a just
sure.
a mile in front of your place.
That's right. Yep.
If you're interested, talk to the landfill.
Yeah, and there's certain designated areas based on what the secondary roads have said. It's a, mm-hmm. you know, it's you can get out and do because of ditches and fall waterways and all those things. So hazards. We don't want you getting hurt, obviously. Yeah. So, you know where you're going and make sure it's adoptable, I guess, and yeah. we'll work with you on where you can go.
Help you out where we can.
You bet.
John, the only other thing I'm going to ask you is we touched on it briefly with City Administrator Bill Scare, working on an arrangement with the city on biosolids at the landfill. Again, not something you just jump into. DNR involved. Yep. And both of you have to respond to the DNR, yep. so we just want to make sure it works with them.
And different areas. They have yeah. their own DNR people. I have mine, and we got to
now we got to make them talk together.
Jump through the hoops, make sure everyone's kosher with what we're, or is, you know, acceptable with what we're doing. Everything's good. Yep. So,
and on the other hand, you also bring material to the city for disposal.
Yeah, so it's give and take, I guess. We're taking our leachate, our landfill goo water stuff to get it treated so that they can so it can be treated and discharged. Yeah. And in that process, you know, they have biosludge, biosolids and sludge.
We'll call
there we go, bioslug, yeah. slugs. Yeah, and they wanted to look at other options for disposal of it instead of land applying it. So they talked to us, and we had to jump through our hoops on the DNR side to say, yeah, we can accept that. We need to take it only as in a certain way, mm-hmm. in a certain capacity. In this instance, it's going to be accepted to be used as daily cover for the garbage when it comes in. So they bring a load in. We will set it to the side, and at the end of the day, use it to cover the garbage.
Mix it with your other material. And
yep. 50-50 mix of stuff with dirt, and then we can mix it in there and use it for cover. Just with everything with DNR is, you know, we'd like to do this, and then they think it over and say, okay, yeah, you can do that, or no, you need to do it this way. So, yeah, we're getting there. It's in the works. It's been a process, but I think we're getting there. And
we'll get some sort of an agreement done.
Yep, so. That's right.
Anyway, in the meantime, I do appreciate you taking time to come in and visit with us and let us know what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, don't forget, folks, starting in April, and we'll remind you again later this month, but starting in April, we'll have those household hazardous waste collection opportunities there. But if you ever have any questions about disposing of anything, recycling anything, you can always call and ask.
You bet. Call us up at 433-0591 with questions. Check us out on the web. If you Google Boone County, Iowa landfill, emphasis on that, because you may get information for Boone County in Kentucky or Indiana, Missouri. There's a lot of them out there, actually. So we get some awkward conversations going, but Google Boone County, Iowa landfill, and you get a lot of information about us. They got our calendar up there, too, of when we're open, when the yard waste days are, the household hazardous waste. We try to get as much information out there as we can.
All righty. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.